This is Artie Sequeira from Food Network, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line Food Network star, chef, author, judge. You know her from Artie Party, and of course, as one of our favorite judges on Guy's Grocery Game. And now she is on the scariest season ever of Halloween Wars, the one and only Artie Sequeira. Welcome to WGN.
Hello, Chicago, my former home.
Woohoo! Well, we'll get into that in just a minute, but the show itself, it's already kicked off. Halloween Wars is one of those shows. It's a huge hit, has tons of devoted and loyal fans. This year, it's switched up a little bit. You know, less pumpkins, new rules, and a real focus on the frightening side. So let's talk about this year, some of the things that are different so far, how it's been, how it works, and kind of the new ways for teams to win.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the big differences this season is that the competitors, the contestants, have to cut into their creations. Can you imagine, after working on them for 7 hours and making them as perfect as possible, they now have to make part of that creation edible so they can cut into it and give us a slice of the cake. So, you know, on Halloween Wars, as in life, it's not just what's on the outside that counts. It's also the inside. And we really, I mean, I was really blown away by how delicious these cakes were. I mean, truly, to make them under these circumstances, not just the time constraints, not just three very particular judges, but also, you know, a super spooky set.
Yeah, well, think about this. A lot of times you eat with your eyes, right? And things have to look a little bit appetizing. These are the most unappetizing things ever, so it'd almost be kind of scary. I guess you just trust in the process, right? You've watched them make it. You know it's made of things that taste good. So how bad could it be? But with the new elements, now here's the thing, too, and I'll let the listeners know. The host is Zach Bagans from Paranormal Encounters. First off, how did the thought process happen to go this direction and do it like this? And was there any talk, didn't happen, to do one of the episodes, maybe one entirely in that sort of green night vision goggles? You know, that's his normal medium.
It is his normal medium. I think it's a natural fit. You know, I mean, he has this incredible museum, Zach does. And it's just such a beautiful, well, maybe beautiful is not the best word, but it's such a good backdrop for each and every challenge. I mean, there are nooks and crannies in this museum, and each one of them offers a challenge, right? Offers an inspiration for a different level and a different kind of spookiness. You know, the thing about the show is, listen, we're not out here just to freak people out. I mean, we're trying to show people what you can do with sugar and chocolate and years and years and years of skill and expertise. And the fact that these contestants were able to take things that normally snap and melt and break and create structures that held under the lights, you know, the camera lights, those hot lights, and held under sort of our fiery gaze was really, really incredible.
It's good that you mentioned that. Let the listeners know we're talking with Artie Sequeira. She is one of the hosts and judges for Halloween Wars. That's a thing that people don't necessarily see when they're at home, is that not only is it difficult to do that and the talent and the artistry and all that is there, but there's all those kind of unseen intangibles with the, you know, like you said, the weight and just the tempering and just how everything sort of works. When it comes to the other judges, so you've got Eddie Jackson there, you've got Shimon Lee, so Eddie knows barbecue, he knows obviously food, he certainly knows football. You have your own sort of flavor wheelhouse, not necessarily dessert. How was that? Was it just, is there more of a weight on the artistic side of it? You mentioned it's got to taste good. You certainly know food. Did you guys sort of powwow on, you know, to just kind of get that lay of the land on the dessert side?
Yeah, I mean, we're also assessing team dynamics. You know, there is an interesting, you've got to follow the show. There is an interesting story arc that happens over the course of the show where the team dynamic played a huge part in the final piece. And so Eddie was definitely tuned into that because, you know, he's about teamwork and he sensed what was going on before Shinmin and I did. Shinmin obviously has a really sharp eye for technique. And so she could catch things that Eddie and I would normally miss. right? Things that were really incredible that the artists, you know, managed to do, or things that they could have done to fix it. And then for me, yeah, you know, for me, it was flavor. It was texture of the cake. It was flavors of the cake. It was, if you're going to promise me Chipotle, I better taste Chipotle. And ultimately, you know, it always comes down to that, finding that perfect balance between art and science, right? Finding that balance between making it look cool, but also making it taste incredible. And, you know, that was always, that, frankly, that was the hard thing for us week after week, is sometimes there were cakes that we wanted to take home with us, but the design wasn't necessarily up to par, you know, so which one's most important? That became a topic of discussion every week.
Now, fans, of course, will know you as one of the winners of Food Network Star, which is a gauntlet, right? And to be a contestant on a show like that is grueling, and to come out and survive and obviously have a great and successful career. In all of the shows that you're on, you always bring a lot of fun to the show. You always seem like you're having a great time. Certainly on Guy's Grocery Game, it is great. And you bring a lot of that festivity to this. Does your time being a contestant, do you ever like empathize with them and say like, well, I know what they're going through, and
100%.
And do you ever miss the competitive side, or you say this is the judge side, that's where you should be?
I do not miss the competitive side, but that is still a big part of my life. I mean, I still compete on grocery games, you know, and I've got a couple more things coming up, but I think that keeps me sharp and it keeps me empathic, right? It helps me to know what, and to remember what is actually possible within this kind of time frame. And so that, you know, at the same time, it makes me more merciful, but it also makes me sharper, because I'm like, well, hang on a second. You can't use time as an excuse for this thing. I mean, there's always time to add salt, for example. There's always time to taste. So it's not something I enjoy. I definitely prefer being on the judging side, but I'm sure every contestant you speak to would say the same.
Well, you never know. Let the listeners know. We're talking with Artie Sequeira. She is the host and one of the stars of Halloween Wars Weekly on the Food Network. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. You mentioned it in the first couple seconds of our conversation that you and your husband both went to Northwestern right here in town. Yep. Whenever I talk to our mutual friend Guy, he always says that Chicago is one of his very, very top food cities that he absolutely loves. Is there anything that you guys either come back and visit or miss or think about when you hear Chicago?
For me, it's Chicago style pizza. I mean, I just miss the pants off it. It feels like sacrilege to try to eat that anywhere else. And now I live in the South. I live in Raleigh. So Chicago's a little closer than it used to be. But, you know, I used to work at Giordano's back in the day. And so nice. I have a real loyalty to Chicago style pizza. I will never let anyone say anything bad about it.
Oh, well, it'll be great to have you back in. And as soon as we can have you in studio at WGN, that would be awesome as well. And as we let you go, you mentioned, you know, of course, everyone is going to be watching you on Halloween Wars and Guy's Grocery Games and all that. But you don't stop. You have a lot of different things in the works. And so if there's anything you want to share with the listeners and how people can keep up with your adventures.
Yeah, well, you can find me on Instagram. I'm always trying to create recipes and stuff for people there. I've been doing a lot with dates. I'm the date ambassador at the moment. So I'm always trying to find new and interesting ways to incorporate dates into our diet, because they're just so healthy for us. But can I tell you one weird thing that happened on Seth?
No, I mean, yes, you can. I was a little worried because I was thinking, well, because it's cursed toys and all sorts of things. Number one, if there was anything that came through that was almost too scary, where maybe the Food Network people said, I don't know, it's a family show. Afraid something would have happened. What happened?
Well, listen, first of all, I got prayed up and I prayed across that set. So we were good. But one thing that always happened is that, you know, we were shooting that show and another show at the same time on that set, right? For some reason, whenever we came onto the Halloween Wars set, first of all, it was freezing. It was the same studio, but it was freezing in there. And second of all, we had all kinds of interference, you know, that we wear little bugs in our ears so we can hear the producers. For some reason on that set, we always had trouble hearing the producer, as if something was trying to get in the way. It was so weird.
Archie, that's the stuff. Like, that is the traditional textbook stuff. It's super cold. Things don't work.
We just kept warm things on set to keep us warm, and I just had to shake it off. We're like, well, you know, we're just going to keep going here. But there were definitely times where some of the creations, I was laughing to keep from crying. How about that?
The very, very last thing, was there ever a time where any of the contestants invoked that as maybe a reason or excuse for something falling or breaking? Because in those shows, that's always happening. Things are moving. Was there any of that?
No. They took responsibility for every one of their creations. Yeah, they did. You know, listen, if you're going to come on a show called Halloween Wars, you better come ready.
Yes.
You know, and I think every one of these contestants came ready to show up and create and show what they're made of, but also show up and maybe have to deal with a couple of extra things.
if you love Halloween Wars, and who doesn't, Food Network fans, this is a year not to miss. Maybe watch it with one eye closed. You never know. And make sure, as Artie said, too, to do a couple prayers beforehand just to make sure you don't invoke anything from the screen into your home. Well, Artie, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for everything that you're doing. I know everyone is loving the show, and thanks for jumping on WGN today.
Thanks for having me, and I miss you, Chicago.